for I will speak the truth, but I refrain in case anyone thinks of me higher than what he sees or hears from me. Here is the acknowledged reason, for they even thought of them as gods due to their immense miracles. Just like in the case of the elements, God has done two things, creating them both weak and glorious, one to declare his own power, the other to prevent human misconception. So too, here they were both amazing and weak, so that the facts themselves taught the non-believers. For if while continuing to be amazing only and showing no sign of weakness, they had tried through words to deter many from considering them more than the truth, they wouldn't have succeeded, but they would have even resulted in the opposite. For those dissuasions in words would have seemed to spring from humility, leading them to be admired even more. Therefore, their weakness was revealed through action and deeds. This can be seen in the men who lived under the old law. For Elias was amazing, but at one point he showed fear. And Moses was great, but he also ran away under the same emotion. Such things happened to them because God distanced and allowed their human nature to be revealed. For if because he led them out, they said, "Where is Moses?" What wouldn't they have said if he had also led them in? That's why also himself says, "I refrain, in case anyone even thinks of me beyond what I merit." From this, it's clear that the whole discourse refers to himself. That's why when he began, he said, "It undoubtedly isn't beneficial for me to brag," which he wouldn't have said if he was about to talk about someone else. For why isn't it beneficial to brag about another? But it was him who was deemed worthy of these things. Hence, he continued to say,